it can be beneficial as we get older. So we're discussing peptide therapy for anti-aging. Our guest, Courtney Neal, an advanced practice registered nurse and family nurse practitioner. This is WICCARE Talks, the podcast from Wickenburg Community Hospital and Clinics, dedicated to helping our community lead healthier, more active lives. In each episode, we connect you with trusted health experts to share valuable insights on a wide range of topics, from managing chronic conditions to simple tips for everyday wellness. We're here to provide practical information to support you on your health journey. Be sure to follow us so you never miss an episode. Thanks so much for being with us. I'm Joey Waller. Hi there, Courtney. Welcome.
Good morning, Joey. Nice to see you again.
Same here. Appreciate the time as always. So first, what exactly is peptide therapy and how is it connected to the anti-aging process?
So peptide therapy, peptides are small chain amino acids. They're inherent to the body, which means that you have them. They're innate. We've had them forever. They just continue to slow down a little bit as we age. These small chain amino acids link together and they send signals to our cells, basically with a list of instructions for what their job is for today. This is what you are going to do today. So as we get a little bit older, those processes slow down, whether it's from poor nutrition, lack of sleep, whatever, things start to slow down a little bit. So we can reintroduce those peptide chains into the body and enhance those natural processes.
Gotcha. So why do you think this peptide therapy has become a popular topic in the health and wellness community right now? And how exactly does it differ from the other anti-aging treatments that have been out there longer?
That's a really good question. I think that there's a lot of information coming to light about Western medicine and some of the things that are occurring in Western medicine right now that are really causing people to take pause and find ways to enhance their body's natural abilities. You know, our bodies are built so beautifully. Biology is incredible. Our bodies are meant to self-repair and to run at optimal levels. And so as we've come along and industrialized very quickly in this country and mass-produced food, we've really removed all of the micronutrients out of our soil. And so it's really difficult for us to continue with those functions in our biological processes in the body. As far as it being different from other wellness options, you've got creams, serums, lotions, potions, all of the different things, but this really is a way of enhancing your anti-aging from the inside out.
And so what exactly, Courtney, are the aging signs that peptide therapy can help to slow or decrease?
Signs of aging being like decreased energy, lack of sleep. Insomnia is a really, really big problem as we get older. Chronic stress, chronic inflammation. And then it starts to show on the outside of the body. It shows in reduced muscle mass. It shows in our skin, the way that our skin starts to sag a little bit. We lose collagen production, so things aren't as bouncy as they used to be.
And so when you talk about some of the things that deal with how we feel, how much energy we have, as you mentioned, how does peptide therapy impact a decrease in some of the things that we'd like to have more of?
Well, by reintroducing those peptides into the body, we are forcing those natural processes to occur. So it can increase our energy exponentially. That's one of the first things that it does. But there are hundreds and hundreds of different peptide options, and stacking them can achieve all of the results that the patient is looking for.
And so how would a healthcare provider like yourself go about determining if someone is a suitable candidate for this? And how do you go about measuring the effectiveness once the process starts?
Well, just like anything else, even in Western medicine, it all starts with a conversation. So patient comes in, has a conversation with me. I want to hear every ailment that they have, even if they don't think that it relates to the topic that we're talking about. I want to hear everything that's affecting them, that's keeping them from living their best life. Everyone is a candidate for peptide therapy. There's nobody out there that's not deficient in those signal processes. So peptides really just kind of act like a Wi-Fi booster. They just boost your natural signaling ability. That's kind of how I explain it to my patients every day, and they understand it that way. So we just have a conversation.
So I love the analogy. Basically, you take this if you're in need of extra bars
Correct.
On your body's signal as you get older, right?
Exactly.
So what form does this take when you begin this treatment? What are you actually doing? What are you actually giving the patient?
So they're typically prescribed, although there are some places online that you can get them not being a prescriber. There are multiple forms. So that's part of the conversation. Are patients comfortable with doing self-injections? Because many of them do come in injection form. If they're not comfortable with that, would they rather take it orally? So pills and tablets. But like we've talked about before, if those aren't liposomal, then a lot of that product is going to be destroyed by the gastric acid. So injections and troches, which are like, they look like little wax melts and they just go between your cheek and your gum and they just melt away and absorb immediately. So it just depends really on how the patient wants to take it.
Is it just a matter of preference on the patient's part, or are some of these more effective than others?
It's really just preference on the patient part. I typically will steer people away from taking them orally just because of the degradation by the gastric acid. But it's also up to the provider to determine whether or not a patient is comfortable giving themselves injections and how much we have a trusting relationship. Because once you give somebody a bottle of something that's going to make them feel fantastic, it's out of your hands how much they're using.
Yeah, maybe talk a little bit more about that, Courtney, the fact that even though this is then in the patient's hands and they may be feeling better, you don't want to overdo it. So how important is it to still use as directed, as they say, and remain under the care of someone that's an expert like yourself?
Right. So everything should be used as directed. We'll start there. I see people all the time that titrate themselves on their medications, and that's a big no-no, because we understand what the levels are that we need your body to be at. And there is such a thing as too much of a good thing. So it's extremely important to follow the guidelines of the provider.
So what kind of a difference can people see optimally here, Courtney, be it some of the physical changes in terms of appearance or some of the energy changes in terms of just getting through the day?
Typically, the energy is the first thing that they will see. They'll wake up and suddenly things don't hurt. We decrease the inflammation very quickly in the body. So this is great for autoimmune disorders. Typically, the energy and the endurance or the stamina during their workouts, being able to really rebuild some of the muscle mass that they're losing as they age, those are the first signs that we will see. With continued long-term use, then it starts to really show in the glow of the skin.
And what do you mean by that, actually?
So when you take a peptide such as GHKCU, which is called the copper peptide or the beauty peptide, that one is responsible for the synthesis of collagen. And we lose that collagen production as we age, especially in women. And so our skin gets less elastic, less bouncy. So when we take that peptide regularly, and that's an everyday peptide, we can really start to see some of that vibrance and that glow come back to the skin.
And when we talk about the appearance of skin, just a little improvement can go a long way, right? Kind of like when you get just a little bit of color in the warm weather.
Yes.
It can go a long way in making you look healthier and just better, right?
Absolutely. A little bit more well-rested. I tend to find that once people start to see, visibly be able to see the results, they get really excited and they start to take an even more active role in their health and wellness, and they want to do more to take care of themselves. Like, who doesn't want to look good?
So speaking of which, you led me beautifully into my next question. Along with peptides, if you start taking them, how important is it to continue doing what you should do? Manage stress, try to get as much sleep as possible in order to further influence the aging process. In other words, you don't want to leave it all to what you're taking. You want to also continue doing the right thing, right?
Right. So anytime that we do any kind of therapy with a patient, there are always lifestyle changes that have to occur. And we see this a lot with the GLP-1s, for instance, that people are taking. You know, they're losing a ton of weight, but then it comes back when they stop. Well, that's because they haven't changed their relationship with food. So there are things that have to be done. Managing your stress level. High stress equals high cortisol equals high inflammation in the body. High inflammation in the body sets off a cascade of disease. Managing your sleep. Sleep is when our body heals. That's when we repair ourselves. So if you are not sleeping 7 to 9 hours, really solid, good quality sleep, You're not repairing yourself at all.
Couple of other things. Any risks or side effects patients should be aware of before considering peptide therapy?
So if they're doing it with injections, there could be some injection site redness that occurs. Some people will experience headaches for the first couple of days just as their body starts to adjust. Some of these peptides act as hormones, so they can have a little bit of hormone imbalance for the first week or two, which is totally expected and very, very normal. And God bless the internet, because it has given us everything, right? And patients are very good at going on and Googling and doing their research. But when it comes to things like this, it's really important for them to talk to somebody that knows how to discern that information. Because if you just go on to the web and start Googling peptides, there are a million companies that come up and not all of them are credible. So you could be getting contaminated product if you're not getting it through your provider. And that's when it becomes extremely dangerous.
Absolutely. Great advice indeed. And so in summary, Courtney, what's the key takeaway here overall for those joining us about peptide therapy for anti-aging? What's the most important thing for people to know?
Do your research and talk to a provider.
Because really, like you said, your head can explode sometimes from all the information that's out there. You're trying to do your due diligence, but sometimes one site says one thing and another says the opposite, right?
Absolutely. We call that fake news. Happens all the time.
I've heard that expression. No question. Well, folks, we trust you're now more familiar with peptide therapy for anti-aging. Courtney, a pleasure as always. Thanks so much again.
Thanks, Joey.
And for more information, please do visit wickhosp.com/wickcaretalks. We hope today's discussion has provided you with valuable insights to support your well-being. Remember, every step you take is a step toward a healthier life. To ensure you don't miss future episodes, please do follow us on your favorite podcast platform. If you found this episode helpful, please share it on your social media. And thanks again for being part of WickCare Talks. I'm Joey Waller. Until next time, stay well.